listening to Beyond the Veil, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hi guys, this is Joel Bylos, the game director of The Secret World, and you're listening to Beyond the Veil.
The following live broadcast may not be suitable for all ages. The views expressed in this show are solely those of the individual providing them and do not represent the opinion of this station, website, or any affiliated partners. Audience discretion is advised.
You are now listening to Beyond the Veil. Secret World.
Everyone, welcome to Beyond the Veil. Tonight we have lots of Christmas stuff and lots of holiday cheer. Yes, speaking of holiday cheer, Mr. Holiday Cheermeister, Igor, where are you?
I'm here, Master.
Igor, what is wrong? You're supposed to be the Holiday Cheermeister. Why are you so down?
It's a long story.
Ah, yes, that time of year. Oh, I totally forgot, Igor. Oh, why are you so down at Christmas? You know, last year it was okay, but this year you seem extra party. What is wrong with you? Why don't you tell me? What is wrong?
Okay, Master. Well, it started off a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, somewhere between the Federation and the Klingon Star Empire.
Oh, Igor, oh, wait a minute, you're crossing the streams here. Oh, that makes no sense. That is not even part of our universe. Oh, what is going on?
No offense, Master, but we're not really part of this universe either, because we're like fictional work of a second-rate writer named Stroker, of all things. So, I don't really think we can talk.
Ah, that's true. Ah, you cannot beat your wisdom on that one. Ah, I think you got me by the fangs on that one. Fangs, I said. Ah, I drive myself up the wall. So tell me, Igor, what is wrong? Why are you so upset?
Well, it all started like my mama's second best friend's sister's aunt twice removed on Uncle Bob's side next to Aunt Mary married a goat named Bill with three legs, and they had a baby named Hell. And then Hell married Jasper the two-legged antelope and made Krampus, which was the worst day of my life, Master.
Igor, I cannot even put into words what you just said. But okay, so we got to the Krampus part. What is up with this Krampus?
Well, he's a really big bully. He pulled the legs off my very first Mr. Wiggles. And he does horrible things. He's like a horrible, horrible antelope crossbreed goat dude.
Well, Igor, I can seriously see that this is very, very distressing you. So, what is it actually that's... If this has happened a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away... wait a minute. Are we not crossing, like, 17 different universes in this whole one conversation?
I think so, Master. But that's the best part about the secret world. Is it the secret? What was the question again?
Yeah, sir. So we're crossing all the different streams. So what exactly now is bothering you that the Krampus... yes, why is he bothering you now?
because Master, now he's here in a secret world. We made a home here, Master. We were so happy. Now the Krumpus is running around everywhere, and he has really big horns, and he brought his mama with him, and they're like everywhere, and everywhere I go, he's there. I don't know what to do.
Well, Igor, there's only one thing to do. In the famous words of the Woody of the Harrelson, it is time to nut up and to shut up. We must set forth merrily all the way and kick him in his jingle balls. Yes, we shall summon all the powers of Gaia and to send him forth back to his Nippleheim. And to make sure that he never festers our secret world again. Yes, everybody out there with super bee powers, behave yourself and kick his melee behind.
Master, that was so joyful and triumphant. I want to wrestle him to the ground of a big candy cane and just whack him over the head many times. And maybe if he tries to go back into his portal, we'll just, like, you know, totally kick him in the bum. Yes, I just want to kick him in the bum for Mr. Wiggles.
Yes, yes, we kick him in the bum. Yes, I like it. So everybody, while you're out there, have yourself a merry, safe Christmas and happy holidays. And if you see, I don't even know what his relation is to Igor, but if you see the Krampus, kick him in the jingle balls for us, for Igor, yes, to make the secret world a better place for all. Good night.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I, you know, that riveting speech at the end was so joyful and triumphant. I am very thrilled, and I just want to go and kick some Krampus, you know. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Beyond the Veil. I am your host, Xander, and we have a spectacular show for you tonight because it is the end of days, not but ish, maybe kind of something. Yes, it's kind of something. So it's the end of something, and it's the Christmas, well, okay, / holiday. Happy holidays! It's the holiday event here in the secret world, and you got to love it. Lots of things are going on. Big, humongous, not so much Guardians of Gaia, but like Guardians of, like, you know, Frosted, I almost said Frosted Flakes. The Nippleheim.
There's certainly some flakes here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's snowing where you are?
No, I was talking about in here in the holosuite.
Hey.
Oh, I didn't even get it. And that is where the hilarity ensues. So that was Rowan. How are you?
I'm doing really well. How the heck are you?
I'm doing superb. And no, I didn't have any Reese's Pieces. Myth, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Again, I don't even remember. Copy and paste last response to that question. There. Gigabyte! I don't remember what I said. Gigabyte, how are you tonight?
Yeah, I'm not doing too bad, thank you.
Awesome sauce! Galatrix!
Hello!
Hello! And it's the Fae!
Hello!
Ooh, the Fae sounds like the Fee.
Hi.
Dash, how are you tonight?
I'm pretty good.
That's good. And Antida.
Hello.
It's a star-spangled Christmas event here. I really should stop saying Christmas. I should try to say holidays better, you know, because what? The thing is, well, the thing is, this is kind of awkward. This is the first show that we actually, me and Antida, my wife, we're sitting right next to each other.
No, it's not.
Okay, well, this is the first show since the last show. So it's really odd. It's not odd, but it's kind of, it's a different thing because I can actually look at her and damn. Anyway.
Wow. Keep it in your pants.
And we keep queuing up to say something at the same time. It's just kind of weird, you know. But don't worry, we'll get through it. We'll have plenty more episodes to work this out. And you just came from a really, really long trip here. How was the trip? You weren't on the last two episodes, you know, people missing you.
Yes, that's right. I was moving halfway across the world. So I was busy otherwise, but no, yes, the trip was long, but it was well worth it.
That is epically awesome. But we also have a special guest tonight, and it's, you know, if I go through my friends list, okay, you know, okay, let's be honest, you know, my friends list, I don't know about you guys, but has completely exploded since we, you know, have all these different events going around in the secret world, like, you know, the Gilded Rage or the anniversary, all these different events where you have to add people to your friends list and so you can meet up, stuff like that. But my friends list has exploded. And, you know, because of that, I don't know who half of them are. And, you know, but... You know, the good part of it is the ones that I do remember, I see all the time. And almost everywhere I go, I see Dewey. And Dewey's like awesome sauce. And all of our events, Dewey's just around the corner, going and hanging out down at the Horn God. I run into Dewey all the time. Dewey does all kinds of cool streaming. And it's just generally awesome. And we actually have Dewey in tonight. Dewey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Copy paste previous answer. I don't remember what I said. I'm doing splendid. Yes, splendid. So we're going to, you know, have like a really cool show tonight. And the thing is, tonight's going to be like pretty much totally off the cuff. You know, this is going to be our last show. Our last show of the year. Yes.
We do have show notes, though, such as they are.
Yes.
Show notes.
Who needs notes? Who needs notes?
You don't need notes. You got used to doing everything on the fly.
Yes. So we have lots of cool stuff to talk about, mainly, you know, Krampus. You know, Krampus is in town and his mommy, Hell. You see, there's that awkward moment again where I see Antina's hand go towards the button to start talking, and then I stop, and then I'm like looking at her, and she's
don't
like,
look
no.
At me, don't look at me.
Put up a blind. But anyway, so we're going to be talking about Krampus. We're going to be talking about Hell. We're going to be talking about. Oh my god. And Tina just took this big humongous Santa billboard thing and stuck it over her face and like, no, it's just,
He did say put up something between.
It's a lot funnier if you're here watching. It is.
I hope so.
Yeah, because none of us can see it.
But we can imagine it.
It's one freaking hilarious Santa, I'll tell you that. And Xander's lost. He doesn't know where he was.
So we're just going to like totally reset the show, and let's hear what happened last time on episode 27. Yeah, 71.
Wow, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, I know, really.
Last time on Beyond the Veil, the Secret World.
I just shot someone up at work, so.
Well, you see, there's this thing. They've medically diagnosed all guys with this disease, okay? And as a father, and as a guy, and as a husband... I can clearly say that I have selective memory disease. I selectively remember the things that I want to remember and block everything out. So unfortunately, you're suffering from that too.
My memory is even more selective. I don't even remember the things I want to remember in the span of 5 minutes.
Yep.
And that's what happened on episode 71. So
there was more stuff, but I can't remember.
Wow. Oh, that just totally came out of nowhere.
Myth is rubbing off on you, huh?
Oh my. Yep.
Oh dear.
You knew he was going to take it there.
Yeah, we kind of let him do that.
Yeah.
Set him up for that.
We kind of said it, yeah.
But the thing is, they are such a cute couple because they always speak so proper, like, you know, like, oh my god, oh, we don't, that's what we say, and then they say, oh dear. It's like they're so nice.
We don't say, oh my god, stuff.
Yeah, we say much worse things than that. But it's okay, we'll keep that for off the air.
Yeah.
So, Columbus has landed. Crap, was it Tuesday?
Yesterday.
The Columbus had landed yesterday. So, for those of you who remember, we tried to hypothesize what the Columbus was going to be about. Now, we know pretty much the Columbus is going to go grab bad little boys and girls, drag them into the woods, and then, you know, give them a paddling or worse, you know. And then, you know, the buzzing on the Twitterverse, you know, was going on with sticks and rods and such and such. So we hypothesized what would be happening. Would we, like, you know, the secret world, not a lot of MMOs actually have child avatars in their games. You know, usually even go into some kind of an MMO, they just leave that facet completely out. Now, we actually have children in the secret world, which is, you know, cool, because actually they have some of the coolest scenes and some of the coolest different missions. So we kind of figured maybe that might actually play into the event, and or the event might have been limited to just, like, you know, Transylvania, where, you know, the Krampus, that is the region where the Krampus was born, you know, in that region. But, you know, it turned out not, you know, completely somewhere else out in far left field. The Krampus right now, I guess the closest game mechanic we can come to for this event would be, I'm thinking, the cat god, right? Would you guys agree with me that this is kind of like the cat god, where Incognito would be roaming around, the Solomon Islands, and then you find Incognito, and then, you know, I guess there's not as many Incognitos as there is a compass right now, but, you know, you find, you know, him, you give, put a whoop in, and then later on you find his little portal, you go to his world.
Yeah, it is similar.
I wonder who suggested that last week.
Would it be Galactrix?
I don't know, I can't remember.
Oh good, well, then we shall never speak of it again.
Yes. I don't think I don't remember Incognito giving me his dirty underwear.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, it's like Funcom just kind of, you know, what's that terminology? I can't remember.
Aired their dirty laundry?
No. They kind of just drew a blank, I guess, when it came to, well, what kind of rewards would this creature give out? We don't know. Well, what the hell? Let's just give it dirty laundry. Or is there some kind of lore behind it? Gig? Rowan? You guys are the resident lore experts.
I would have to look it up.
Oh, not that I'm aware of. Everything I've read about the Krampus just talks about how he... how a character like that would give whipping rods to the parents of bad children, or either come and take them away in a paper sack.
Yep, and that's connected to St. Nicholas.
That's right.
Yeah, celebrations.
I've been doing a little digging since this event kicked off, because the Hell character was never kind of...
You're talking about the chick, you're talking about the daughter of the three-legged billy goat named Bob that married, yeah. You remember what Igor said, right?
in mythology, the Hell character was never associated with the Krampus. They come from two completely different sources. And I recently found a book about this kind of thing by a guy called Gerald Brom, an American author, illustrator of Gothic sort of stories, and just last year he published a book called Krampus, the Yule Lord, and it's the first time that I've ever noticed the Krampus and Hell being linked together. And in that book, he actually talks about Hell being Krampus's mother. And that's the first time I've ever noticed that.
Now, who is Hell? Can you someone tell me who Hell is? You know, as someone that didn't read the lore.
Isn't that Krampus's mother?
Well, Hell is from Norse mythology. She is the daughter of Loki, and she is where we get the word Hell from.
Loki has a daughter?
Loki has many children.
Wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yo.
He was a bit of a player.
yeah.
What god was it?
Especially in the stables.
Yeah, true. But yeah, she's actually where we get the word Hell from. She was the keeper of the dead and received a portion of the dead souls when they crossed over to the underworld.
So that's where the phrase "go to hell" comes from, huh?
Pretty much, yeah. Go to hell is to die. Literally, go to see hell. She is literally like cut in half. She's half of her is pure white, half of her is jet black, to represent the duality of life and death.
Awesome.
Quite a fascinating character.
See, the more you know. And actually, I think I remember her from, you know, Marvel.
Well, she's actually in a number of bits and pieces. She was in a comedy / drama from New Zealand called The Almighty Johnsons. She's in that as well.
Oh yeah, that's that comedy where there's a guy named Thor and he came down and it's like kind of like the medieval gods are all on. Yeah,
that's right.
Oh, Dewey has something to say.
Hell is also the sister to Fenrir and to Jormungar. I don't know how to say that.
Jormungandr.
Okay.
Jormungandr. The great world serpent destined to defeat Thor.
Oh.
Which I kind of wanted to throw that in because, you know, the cabal that I'm actually involved with is Fenrir's legacy. So, just saying that.
Yes, Fenris is also a son of Loki, as is the Jormungandr, the great world serpent. And I believe a couple of other monsters as well that are sons and daughters of Loki. It's a bit of a freaky one, that one.
So Loki got around, you know, that's the god of mischief, huh? He was getting lots of mischievous.
Very mischievous.
Thank you. So, the more you know, right? You know, and you get all this nice, fascinating information right here on Beyond the Veil every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern. We got some food for thought there for you. So, anyway, so Hell gave birth to the Krampus. Now, you said that book by that Dreyer fellow, that was the only reference that you found that connected Hell and Krampus?
That's right, yeah.
So I think we've talked about this in a couple of previous episodes, but the origins of Krampus itself always accompanied Saint Nick, you know, because the Krampus Day was the day before where Saint Nick would come, and Krampus would either, you know, give rods. Actually, I didn't know that part. Give rods to parents. I knew that, you know, he would go and really a paper bag. Like, I'm pretty sure a normal sack.
Just a sack of some description, yeah.
Yeah, it would take bad boys and girls, instead of giving them a lump of coal like, you know, the traditional Santa Claus would just drag bad boys and girls off into the woods and, you know, give them a flogging, for lack of, you know, a better term that we can't really say on the air.
Yeah, some of the Krampusnacht cards that people give out are quite disturbing.
I forgot. They actually give out Krampus cards, don't they? I didn't remember that. But anyway, so the Krampus, yes, you know, he is now, like, you know, Galatrix had predicted, okay? Krampus is now... The thing is, I haven't seen Krampus anywhere else other than the Solomon Islands.
He's now, everywhere.
Yeah, he's everywhere.
He's in every zone. There's a bunch of Krampuses.
Yeah, every single zone, and you have to actually, in order to gain certain pieces for the summoning, you have to go to the different zones.
Yeah, in every zone, the Krampus that you kill will drop a unique thing to that zone that you need, and you need all 10 pieces to summon Hell.
Well, one of the Krampuses.
Is it 10?
Them, but yeah.
I thought that was only 9.
Ingredients that you need, I think. Yeah. The
Well, maybe nine, yeah. It's nine, because it's eight zones, and then the last piece you need is the horns.
It's the horns.
That, yeah, that drops in the Niflheim.
And just to tie back to the sister and the son of Loki, or daughter of Loki, Hellbeing, one of the things that you have to activate are the Jomungr and the Fenrir. You know, so I mean, they've been tying that in a lot.
So you never know, you know, just someday we might actually have, well, we have Thor's hammer, so you never know, maybe, I don't know, Captain America just might come in someday. You never know, right? This is the secret world.
Niflheim is quite a prominent thing in Norse mythology as well. It's one of the nine worlds that in the Norse mythology.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Known as the world of mist.
Now, Hel comes in two different forms, from what I understand. I was reading the post up on the Secret World. I've only ever seen Super Hel, you know, the one that's walking around in our world. I think I've fought her with the rest of you guys last night before they fixed her. Okay, so anyway, she had 176 million, yes, million hit points. So it took us 2 hours. Okay, I was doing some scenarios with Dewey, and the cast was already in about an hour into combat with her. And then when I came in, we went for another 2.5 hours, another hour and a half. So in total, it took us, I don't know, I think the instance was full because I was at 0 frames per second and getting kicked all the time. But it took 2.5 hours to drop her, you know, with like a full,
there's
a lot of people
there.
Well, the
thing is that she reset halfway through.
Yeah,
I was
going to
say,
it would have
been a lot shorter if she hadn't reset.
That's because apparently there's a lot of trolls who like to run around when big monsters are being fought, and they provoke them and drag them outside of the circle and reset them, because apparently we're bothering them by fighting the event thing.
Yeah.
I don't think that was a troll. I think he was just some really innocent passerby.
Well, it's actually like a thing that happens a lot, is that trolls actually do that a lot during the events. People have been asking that the mods do something, but there's not really much they can do.
Yeah, I was going to I think you underestimate the the general populace there, and see that.
There
well,
are
the
a
other
few.
The other thing is that didn't they fix one of the one of the big world events so that the monster did not reset if they left the blue area.
Yeah, Samson Nasiri didn't do that.
Yeah, it was a golden one, wasn't it?
Yes. So obviously this one doesn't have the same mechanic as some say, the golden one. This one doesn't have the same framework. And what I mean by framework is pretty much the programming. You have a different model, but the model does the same kind of work with like different powers. So the rules of the program. So it kind of doesn't have the same framework because she reset halfway through their initial battle. And then they did it for another half hour before I got in. And then we did it for an hour and a half. So about 2 hours it took to take her down. And all I got was 3 bullion. Yeah, I got 3 black bullion, yeah.
You were somewhere aware of the conditions when you came.
Hey, I'm glad it wasn't flares.
And the thing is, we kind of theorized that it must have been a typo on Funcom's part, because no sane person would ever put a monster in a game, a boss, that much health. And we were just thinking, come on, it must be a typo.
The funny thing is, once we got her down to the health she was supposed to be at, it only took about 5 or 10 minutes to finish.
Yeah, I know. And the thing is, after they fixed it in today's hotfix, there was a few of us who went in and killed her, and it was just like, oh my god, that's it. In comparison, it felt like just, you know, a couple of minutes.
Yeah, she even appeared twice.
Yeah. Back to back.
You know, it would have been, like, epically cool if Funcom had to put out, like, the devs for Secret World had to put out, okay, for those of you who actually beat her when she had 176 million health, we're going to give you, like, a special pet. You know, I meant like, you know, like we totally owned her, so we get like a special like hell pet, a little follow me pet. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
It would be awesome.
For all of you that's, you know, spent all that extra time downing her to taking 2 or 3 hours, suckers!
Or it would be like, you're going to get special hell flares.
Hell flares, awesome.
Oh my god, have you guys tried the new Krumpus? The new Krumpus flares. I beat Krumpus and I got Krumpus flares. Have you guys actually tried it? For those of you watching the live stream, if you haven't got it yet, I'm going to do one right now. Oh, that sounded so wrong on so many levels. So I'm going to fire off one of my Krumpus flares. Where is it? Do Krumpus rockets. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Totally knocks you on your ass.
That's so funny.
Nice.
That's actually better than the other flares that have been sent out.
I know. It's I
except
get more
for one
kick
thing.
Out of this one. What's that?
They don't stack.
True. Yeah, that is true.
They don't stack.
Well, hopefully that means that they won't be dropping in as great a number as the previous ones were.
I got like 30 today.
I got like 52 in my inventory.
Serious? Good lord.
Yes.
But the thing that is dropping in great numbers, okay, so we were just talking about hell. Okay, let's talk about Krumpus. Okay, since we're talking about the Krumpus rockets, yes, they're like pretty much flares that knock you on your ass. They blow up in your face, kind of like a flashback from, you know, a Roadrunner or Wile E. Coyote cartoon, you know, like, and it's like, maybe Krumpus makes it from at Acme, you know, that's where we get, they're Acme rockets.
Ew.
But speaking of you, totally speaking of you, the latest style in the secret world right now is a new to you, slightly worn underwear. Awesome! It comes complete with pee stains.
No.
Comes complete with pee stains.
Did you see this
stains
in the live stream?
Yeah.
That was so awesome.
That was cool.
Yes, it has completely the pee stains and skid marks to boot. You can't really see them right here in our Arcata, but we were in the real world. Well, not the real world, but, you know, we were in, I think it was Solomon Island.
Just be wrong.
Yeah. We were in Solomon Island, and we got to see them in normal lighting, and yeah, there is definitely pee stains in the front and skid marks in the back. So, and the funny thing is, any art asset made in the game, they research, right? So I really feel bad for the artist that created this, that actually had to research pee stains and skid marks to make them authentic.
I think this is the most fun they've had in a while.
I think so. I think so. So what are your guys' thoughts on, like, you know, getting slightly used underwear as a reward for kicking Krampus's butt?
I think it's funny.
Interesting.
I think it's funny because I think what they're trying to do is do, like, the opposite of a Christmas event because it is Krampus. So people would expect, oh, we're going to have Christmas gifts and rewards and stuff, and they thought, let's do everything the opposite and give them crap.
Literally, then, in the back, right?
Yeah. But then there are awesome things intertwined within that crap. Like the best.
Like a nugget here and there.
Oh, dear.
Oh, good lord.
That was unnecessary.
You had to go.
That was unnecessary.
You said it was hidden in the crap, right? But so, like, what are the other things you're talking about? The cool stuff you're saying.
Well, there's the pets from killing the vestiges, and obviously they brought back the end of days, which I didn't get to do last year, so that's fun to do.
Okay, but we were talking about prizes. So, what are the other prizes that you can win? Does anyone have? I've gotten a sock. You know, I got a sock from killing one, so I got a right sock. So apparently, I have to find the left sock and craft them together to make a pair of socks.
Yeah,
there's
I'm wearing
the
them now.
Fake nose.
I was say, where did the nose come from?
Oh, you're even missing the toe.
Yeah, that's got the nose. I think it dropped from the super from the Mega Krampus in the Niflheim.
Oh, in Niflheim. Okay.
But it could draw from any Krampus, I think, maybe.
Uh-huh. So you got like a Rudolph the Red Nose kind of thing happening? Because I see a lot of those going around.
Yeah, I've seen quite a few people with those.
Yeah, there's this dirty tank top vest as well.
So we got
pink bloomers.
Pink bloomers. Yeah, the women get pink bloomers complete with pee stains and skid marks. There are also the shirt that you guys are wearing, that Faye's wearing, the slightly overused t-shirt. I forget what the name of it is. You guys know Faye's the name of the
naked
shirt?
Naked on my screen.
Yeah, it's naked on my screen as well.
Oh, sorry. I mean Gig and Glatrix.
That's just called the pre-owned tank top, comma, dirty.
Now you, Gig, that is actually right up your alley, and this is why. You've been making a lot of costumes.
Let me run with this.
I don't know how to take that one.
Let me run with this, okay? It's so up your alley, and the reason why I say that is because whenever you make a new deck, you make a new costume to go with it, and a lot of your costumes, you actually have a diehard outfit. Now, this tank top is a better tank top than the clean one you're wearing.
That's true, I suppose. Yeah, let's try that out.
See, there's your diehard outfit. And then if you put the dirty tank top on, you're gonna look more like Bruce Willis from those movies. I don't remember the ripped tank. He didn't have a ripped tank top, I don't think. But he did have... It was dirty, because, you know, all between the blood and all the everything, right?
But it was gray.
Yeah. Oh, but it was by the end of the film.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose, actually.
Now we're going to have to rewatch it. So that kind of works for you.
What's that?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to rewatch it.
Yeah, well, you can just watch the trailer. It shows it right in the trailer, too, right? So that actually kind of works out for you. So, yeah, bang, there you go.
Dancing John McClane.
Dancing John? Yippee-ki-yay.
Yippee-ki-yay.
So there's probably other items that drops from Hell or Columbus.
Well, actually, the black scarf is a drop from Super Hell, if I remember rightly, we got last night.
Yes, I have it.
Black mittens.
Oh, and black mittens as well. Nice.
Yeah, I got the black scarf. I don't have the black mittens.
People
and
are
I do
getting
have
hats,
the...
too.
What kind of hats?
The winter hats. Someone got it in black.
Oh, what black
cool.
ones, yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, I think Super Hell drops, like, black versions of the gear you can see in the item store right now. Like, mm-hmm. We've got the black scarf. And I got some black mittens as well. And apparently, there are black socks and possibly the black hat that you're talking about.
Oh,
okay. Is it just me, or are the birds black with the weird, like, print
those
pattern
are
on
drops,
their thing?
Those mm-hmm. are the prizes you can get from defeating the Vestiges, which are the echoes of the Harbingers.
Oh, yeah, they are, the birds. They're known as Enruned.
Right, yep. There's an Enruned a cob too.
Yeah, that's the cob. I think that's the one that drops from the Shadowy Forest one. No, I was just in the Shadowy Forest. The Enruned, the Kretzel.
Savage Coast.
Yeah, Savage Coast is the cob, and you can also get like a mud golem thing from Scorched Desert. I think I can show you.
Mm-hmm. So you get some really cool pets. Actually, I didn't get the Akab last year. Apparently, everyone got it. But the Mud Golem, I don't really care much for. Maybe the Akab. But I seen this really, really cool. One of the Vestiges kind of looked like a halfway between an Akab and like a rhino. I've met the actual creature several times in the game before, but I never remembered the name of the creature. But I seen the big 50-foot one. It's one of the Vestiges, so I'm assuming one's a cob, one is basically a golem, like you find at down like around the scrapyard at Eggers. That's the pet that's right here in front of Dash. What is the other creature?
That would be the Hound of Nameless Days from the Darkness War.
Yes. I want that pet.
Well, that guy drops the Quetzalbird, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So you can't get a pet of him?
No.
Nope.
Oh, crikey. No, I'm sad. Sad panda.
Oh,
but I like
sad
the Quetzalbird.
Yeah, I like really the Quetzalbird. Like... I didn't get the Quetzal last year.
It looks like a flying billboard, you know, no offense. You know, like, if you look at the markings on the other two pets, they kind of look like they kind of fit, but on the bird, it looks like it's a billboard. You know, it's just the way it goes. It. Well, each to their own, right? That's why we have a disclaimer in front that everyone's opinions are their own, right? And
I don't think
I'm
anyone's going to get offended by whether or not we like the Quetzalbird.
You know, the lead artist for the secret world was like, I hate that Sander guy.
It's a guilty sounds like.
Yeah, so we have new pets. And speaking of pets, you know, if everyone joined me and press shift P, you have the new pet inventory. Yay! This Huzzah. Is like epic.
Finally. Huzzah!
I'm looking at that right now.
And
I saw that. I saw that in the notes, and I thought to myself, we were talking about that a few months back.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, they've players been asking for this for a long time, so it's not, you know, just true. Because of us, right?
That's
but,
true.
Well, you know, maybe we helped.
We can claim it anyway, but, you know.
Yeah. But the thing is, this is... I don't know if any other... And I'm positive other MMOs have this mechanic. Okay, I am positive. But every other MMO
World
that
Warcraft,
I played
yeah,
don't have
much.
It. World of Warcraft has a
yes.
menu like this?
Yeah. They've had it since... I think Wrath of the Lich King.
Yeah, I think so. Star Wars The Old Republic has had it since launch.
Yeah, I think Guild Wars 2 Ranger, you can call out pets in a collection.
That's right.
So. Okay, cool. I didn't know about the Toro one,
so
but
apparently
I don't...
every game has this.
Yeah, it's a very common thing.
STO doesn't have it.
Well, not surprising.
But in any case, this is definitely going to streamline the inventories and lighten the load on the inventories, because some people have, you know, every single pet that came out from the beginning of the game so far, with plenty more to come, presumably. So, yeah, that's like, you know, 25 pets or 20 pets and upwards of spaces in your inventory or in the bank that will get freed. So that's pretty awesome.
I was happy to see the achievements associated with the pets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Very nice, some special pets
that's
just for
really
those.
Good. Yeah.
I'm quite eager to see the Paduri Twiglet.
Yes, everyone wants the Paduri. You know, it's for this Christmas event. It's rare. You know, it's basically the a miniature of the tree that, you know, haunts us all the time when we do scenarios in Castlevania. I really said that, didn't I? In Transylvania, when you do the castle there, in like Carpathian Fangs, not besieged farmlands.
Shadowy
Forest. Yeah, I hate that tree, but I think it's kind of cool to have a pet, though. You know, so definitely
I hate all those trees.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
There's actually two in the pet interface.
Yeah.
But that's the cool thing about the interface. It shows you not only the pets that you have, but if you click on... At the top, you have owned, unowned, and favorites. I haven't quite figured out what the favorite... I haven't messed around with the favorite part.
You can click... When you select one, there's a little tick box at the bottom for favorite. You can click on your favorite ones.
I suppose
it helps you kind of filter it a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. So that's your mechanic for that. But if you click them all on, like the unowned, you get to see all the current pets in the game right now, and even the ones that you don't have. So, you know, for those of you seekers out there that actually want to have all the pets, kind of like Pokemon, yeah, they're all there. It kind of messed me up when I looked in all... I have all the Shems except for two. And then, like, Antita, I love her to death. She gave me one of the bags that the pets come in. So I opened up the bag. It was for the living clay or something like that. Or no, the frost. I was missing the cold one. And
frozen
then,
ice, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, the frozen ice. I open it up and boom, I get anniversary flares.
Awesome.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe it. Every single person I gave the bags to got the pet immediately, and then the last one I give to him, and he opens it up, and the anniversary flare gun.
Damn!
But you know what? This pet inventory settles one thing for me. When it comes to issue 7, and how many teddy bears there are, because we thought Initially, yes. There were five, and there's only three. There is Einstein, then there is Raggy, and Spencer. So I can
right.
only
we
see
thought
three.
There were like five.
Yeah, yeah, I'm missing yeah. Raggy.
And then Galactrix got all three, and then he was like, "Yeah, but isn't there five?"
Well, that's what someone suggested on the forums. But after I got these three, and then kept getting the same ones over and over again at the end of the thing, I thought, "Yeah, there's three."
Yeah.
I think someone just randomly said five on the forum once, and then everyone started believing that was what it would be.
Yeah, possibly.
Okay, well, it definitely clears it up.
Here's a weird thing that I just noticed. I could be completely wrong, so somebody correct me. But I'm looking at the lore, like the actual lore tab on the lore and achievements window, and I just noticed that the issues... they're actually there as comic books, as a picture. Is that new? And it seems like the other things are new, too. Some
yes.
of the other pictures.
That is new.
Well, I've seen that before, like since, I don't know when since, but it was definitely there before issue 7 or after issue 7.
Okay, I guess I just haven't noticed, you know, haven't paid that close attention to the issue lore lately, but yeah, it just seems like the Solomon Island, that overhead view of the town of Kingsmith, I don't remember seeing that before. So anyway,
no, this has to be new. I checked my lore a couple days ago and I didn't notice this, or at least I don't think I did.
It's probably added by issue 8, I guess, because there are 8 issues in the picture. So if they didn't have those pictures, then they couldn't have put them there like that.
Well, this is true.
And if you click on local history,
actually, yeah, because some of a lot of these pictures for the lore were. What looked like hand painted almost,
right?
Very stylized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. I'm going through. I just clicked on global ancient mystery. Yeah, and this is a lot of the concept work that was in, you know, that was released prior to the Secret World, and like, yeah, the like, ancient mysteries, the buzzing. Like all of this is all painted stuff, painted concept, scene art and such. Yeah, this is awesome. I didn't even notice this before.
Yeah, they're new. A lot of the pictures, maybe not all of them, but a lot of them are new.
Mm-hmm. Some of them have the loading screen. Like if you click on places of interest, you click on Blue Mountain, Blue Ridge Mine, there's the loading screen for Blue Mountain whenever you go to Blue Mountain, right? Black House, like the concept art of the Black House. Franklin Mansion is not the loading screen, but it's the concept art of the Franklin Mansion. Smith Academy. Oh, Polaris looks kind of cool. It's just the anchor of the ship. You know, like the mythos and legend. Wow. And then, recent events, the fog. That's kind of really cool. You know, like the bridge. You know, if you click on the fog, the bridge just goes off into empty. Oh, wow. You see, this is the I can't believe we missed this.
I know.
I'm not sure that we have.
Before. Yeah, some of these pictures I recognize. Like whenever I looked at the Blue Mountain one.
Is that again, Galactrix?
Whenever I looked at the Blue Mansion lore, I always remember seeing a picture of the Blue, the Franklin Mansion there, from the Blue Mountain. So I don't know if that one's still always been there, and you know, we're just noticing now that every picture.
Well, it could be. Like I even checked on clicked on the achievements, and you know, the standard icons are there, but they do kind of look slightly different. Maybe like a little more colorized. I don't know, they kind of stick out more. It's like there was an art pass that we missed.
Yeah,
maybe. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, it could be within the last. You know, I mean, they did just do a patch. They may not have mentioned it. But we could probably go back and look through the patch notes if it was significant enough.
I remember seeing like the Whispering Tide artwork in there when it first came out, but there's a lot more artwork as you're going through it that I haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're excited.
It'd be funny if we asked someone about it and then say, "Oh yeah, it's always been in there since it started."
Yeah, we would be really dumb. I certainly would. So back to the pets thing, I did a quick calculation and. It's funny that one of the achievements is collect 75 pets. There's only 63 pets in the window.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, there'll probably be more.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there will. But it's just, it's amusing that they have an achievement that's unachievable at this point in the game.
How many pets you said the achievement was?
75. There's four achievements that are related to pets. 25, 50, 75, and collect a pet of epic or rarity.
If memory serves me, and I used to be really big into Pokemon, but the original Pokemon, there's 75.
No, I've got to catch them all. There was 151.
That was after a season 2.
No, that was
two.
The original.
No, that was the original.
Okay,
I'll go through the Poker app with you if you'd like.
I got that song too. But yeah, got to catch them all. So yeah, if you click, it's just like, these are cool little keyboard shortcuts. And the thing is, I don't think it's in the actual menu, is it? If you click on the menu, it's not. It is?
Yeah,
where?
Yeah, it is.
Where? It's just. I'm sure it's in the menu.
It's below lockout timers.
Yeah.
Next to delivered items.
Yeah, I don't even. That's not on mine.
Delivered items, web browser, help, item store, chronicle settings, and if I go up, delivered items, cabal, looking for group, nope. Friends, assembly, achievements and lore, PvP, mission journal, inventory, character skills. It's not there.
But just like the lockout timers, you need to know.
Are you guys running mods?
We are running the top.
Yeah, see, I'm not. I'm running completely bare.
So I'm just running the
basic stuff.
Bounce, go round, go.
He's completely bare.
So it's probably a mod, thing that's stopping him from showing up in the menu.
It could possibly be. Maybe we have to uninstall our mods so it pops back up, and then we can reinstall them.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Now they did say that with the patch of issue 8, that if you were running mods, it was going to interfere with some things. So this could be one of those. But yeah. It's probably going to be in your hotkey list anyway. If you go into your settings and whatever, you find your key maps. But yeah, it's just like your lockout timers. If you press Shift Shift L, you get all your lockouts, your timers. So you find out what your timers are. So it's a cool little shortcut. And yeah, again, if you press Shift P, you get your pet inventory.
That is cool.
I did have to reinstall all my add-ons yesterday because of the pet window. Pets not displaying in the pet window. All of them.
Oh, yeah?
Took now 4 hours.
Now, for those of you who want to put your pets into the pet inventory, do not click on your pet and drag it, okay? I tried to do that. I nearly deleted my Loki. What you actually have to do is if you have pets in your bank, put all your pets into your inventory and double-click on them. Activate them. As soon as you activate them, they'll activate and go into your pet inventory.
That's how they transfer. An achievement.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I went and did all my pets. I have like 15 pets. I went and did them and nearly 10 minutes. Da-ding, da-ding. The achievement window was coming up. Da-ding, da-ding,
Felt like we were in Vegas. Ka-ching! Ka-ching!
All those achievements,
The unfortunate thing is there was no money involved.
I took my time and, did them in groups because I wanted to make sure that each one was actually making it into the pet inventory. Because, I don't know, sometimes I've clicked on things too quickly and then suddenly goes, sorry, this is overloaded, when I'm crafting. So I didn't want to risk it, for the pets.
So I'm used to it. I'm so used to it from other games. I just went through and click, 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 click. There you go. All done.
So, we can get into the Krampus talk and the event a little bit more in a couple minutes. But before we go on, I do want to talk about the cool stuff that's in the item store. But before that, I have some Christmas stuff for you.
Wiener
We try to stick our wieners everywhere we can, I suppose. So, anyway, looking on the item store, a lot of new items. I just got what I just said. That just hit me in the back of the head like a ton of bricks. Anyway, getting back into
it. It's not me, I swear.
What was that?
Did your wiener hit you in the back of the head?
No, no, no.
Damn, that's one hell of a wiener.
So, new to the item store, there's lots of holiday festive stuff, okay? So, for those of you who have not got Santa Little Helper's outfits last year, you can purchase them now. They don't show up in the new tab under new items. If you go to outfits, it's all the way close to the bottom. So you can get last year's there.
You do. Look. Black and red ones. Yeah, they show up.
Yeah, I did say last year's, though. Not this year's. Okay, I've been challenged. I have to show it. I have to show it. If you scroll all the way down under new items, this
year's old ones don't show up there.
Thank you. Vindication is awesome.
So, you know what? I didn't even realize the old ones were still there. Oh, were there.
Mm-hmm.
They brought those ones back.
They did bring back last year, so you'll find them under the outfits tab. Scroll down close to the bottom. There.
Oh, that means I've got to buy more points.
And this year's is black. So, the thing is, what I don't understand, if you look at the picture from last year, okay, under outfits, you go to outfits, and do Santa's Little Helper black, scroll down, it's a lot harder to scroll when you're actually talking, but if you scroll all the way down to last year's Santa's Little Helper, and you click on that, now, what throws me off is last year's, they're both red. Okay, the men's and the women's look both red to me, right? Now, I can't buy the female version. So, the female's version in this picture is red. Now, who owns last year's version of the suit? You, Dewey? Or yes. You, Rowan?
Oh, no, Antita's got last year's, haven't you, Antita?
Nope. I wasn't even in the game at this time last year.
Oh, sorry, yes, no.
So, was last year's version of this outfit red for the women?
Yes, it was. Yes. Yeah.
And I'll put it on now.
Okay. So, okay, there's last year's version. Dewey's wearing last year's version.
And I have this year's.
What's the difference?
They are exactly the same.
Yeah.
So, there's really no difference between the female version of last year's and this year's. Because
she's the color. I've seen the black version.
Hmm?
No,
I've seen a female black version there.
There is a female, but yeah.
This one, I'm wearing the black one now.
There's no differences between the two red ones because the current red one is just the reissue of the old red one. They haven't changed it; they just brought it back.
Yeah.
What's confusing you is the picture of the new one.
Yeah.
On the store.
I think the picture's just like that because they want to put it on the front page and show you that both the new one and the old one are there.
But then if you go into the store and you go into outfits where it says Santa's Little Helper black, you've got the black male one, and right next to him you've got the red female one where it should be the black female one. Now that might be just because you wouldn't be able to see the differences between the two uniforms because they're both black. That might be a stylistic choice there, but I think that's what's throwing Zarda off.
Okay, yeah, because Antita says she bought this year's and hers is red. So, Antita must have found it in... I'm slightly confused. You actually have both?
I think she bought last year's this year.
Yeah, I bought the red one.
Okay. Yeah, okay, yeah. Confusion's over. Evert. Anyway, so, yes, the... crap. Anyway, so last year's version is up. So, you just go to outfits, scroll all the way down to the bottom, and then you'll find it. It's last year's. That's the red version for the male and female. This year's version is, again, it's the black version of the same outfits. I like last year's male version. I like both female versions. The thing is, what I really don't like about the male version, okay, I have to say, I love the t-shirt. The evil Rudolph, I totally love the t-shirt. I kind of like the jacket, kind of. I kind of wish it was like a multi-piece so I could choose to wear some the different pieces or whatnot. But I absolutely hate the hat. I absolutely hate it. I don't like the whole style of the front of the hat. Absolutely hate it. Now, I love, absolutely love the female version because they have a hood. I love the hood part. What do you guys think of this outfit, the male and females?
I'm not a big fan of the hat myself, to be honest.
But you can actually take the hat and switch it with the normal sound.
Yeah, thankfully that is removable. So.
Mm-hmm. And then that will get to my other gripe in a minute. But but also, if you hit the new item tab, you can get the curly toed slippers, green and other assorted colors. And it's cool if you want to do the whole elf thing. Then you got the knee high socks. Actually, I never tried. Can you actually wear just socks? Or do you,
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes, now you
Galactrix
can.
Was wearing socks earlier, remember?
Okay. Is there a sock part in the dressing room now, so you can actually choose a different pair of socks, or it just goes to your feet?
No. Yeah, so you're not wearing shoes. You're wearing
socks. It just replaces your shoes, basically.
Now, we do have the South Park hats. I think they're kind of funny. Every time I look at these little hats with the little ball on top, I keep thinking of Cartman and Stan and them from the South Park.
The little pom-poms.
Uh-huh. So you have those. All kinds of different winter styles and stuff like that that you wear out. You do have sweaters now. Festive knitted sweaters. They're actually kind of epically cool. If you like that kind of stuff. I actually like the one with the reindeer that's on the front. I think it's kind of cute.
Yeah, I'm wearing one of those.
Me too. I'm wearing the black one.
Mm-hmm. Then there's also the plush antlers, headbands. I totally need Antita to buy the red pair, so she looks like she did in one of her pictures from her staff party. Yes, I remember. Now we get to the Santa hats, okay? I'm actually kind of bummed about the Santa hat. I really am. I'm previewing it right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just doesn't look cool for some reason. I kind of just don't... I don't know. Maybe it's just not big enough, or maybe the furry, the ring, maybe it sticks out too much. I'm not sure. It just something seems a little off about it. It's light years better than the actual cap that comes with the outfit. I just don't, honestly, I don't have enough points to buy it right now. But when I do get enough points, hopefully, maybe Santa will give me some Funcom points for Christmas and I can actually buy it. But so I can have it for
wink,
next year.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
No. but looking at it. I actually like it. I kind of think maybe the dongle part would be kind of cooler off to the side. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe they'll have another model of it next year. Is this the first year that they actually have a lot of these other costume pieces? I don't remember them last year.
Yeah, I think it was just the Santa's Little Helper outfit last year.
Yeah.
Now, I have to wonder whether or not... these outfits and individual clothing items, will they be available after the event finishes? Or, will they remove them from the item store and they will only be available in conjunction with the event that's live in the game?
Yeah, the Halloween stuff's still there. The sea smuggler, and the regal habit, mm-hmm. prince princess, yeah, they're still there. So I would have thought
about the halos and the wings. And...
Yeah, or maybe they might.
Yeah, they're still there. I think.
Accessories,
isn't it?
Let's find out. I'm just gonna keep scrolling down. You also have mitts too. Wool mitts and scarves.
Oh, no. The halos have been taken away, I think. No, they're not under hats and headgear.
Try head accessories.
I'm under accessories, under hats and headgear.
Hmm.
There's nothing there. Ooh, that's annoying. But then the outfits are still there.
Well, the outfits... I did see that they were there, but I didn't see some other things. That's why I asked a question. I thought some of you guys who were in the game last year might have noticed, you know, if certain things that were available last year during the event were not made available after.
Yeah, well, they all disappeared after.
They took everything away, outfit,
yeah. The outfit, they all disappeared. They only recently put them back in, like, during the year, because... Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They were that popular.
Yeah, if you go through, yeah, all the, it doesn't look like any of the Halloween costumes. Okay, you have the Death Plague Doctor, which is actual suit, but I guess you guys said the other ones are there, but yeah, there's no other ones there.
I would have thought if they weren't going to keep it there, then the red Santa's Little Helper surely would be at the top with the black one, with the little new tab next to it, and it's not, it's halfway down the list without the new tab, as if it's always been there.
The red one?
Yeah.
Because it was last year's model.
If they were going to take that away, it would be right at the top so people would see it straight away and buy it.
Yeah,
not halfway down the list, because I didn't even know that was out.
Yeah, because that kind of threw me off. Yeah, that definitely threw me off when people said that was here. Yeah, Sea Smuggler, Regal, Habit. Yeah, those costume pieces. But then again, they're not really costume pieces anymore. They're kind of... You know, not really directly related to Halloween, but all the Halloween stuff seems to have been gone. And the thing is, I can't find anywhere where, okay, starts today and will last until the 2nd of January. So when the holiday event goes down, I do believe that we're going to see all this holiday stuff, like the earmuffs, the mitts, and stuff like that. I think that's all going to disappear on the 2nd of January.
Might, but then again, the earmuffs and clothing items like that are wintry outfits. They do not necessarily go hand in hand with a specific event. So they might choose to leave those.
Yeah, you could wear those around Carpathian Fangs all year round.
Yeah. Mm. It looks like...
They are doing like a store kind of model where, you know, if they take it out, then, you know, people will want them more when they come back next year, and they'll try and buy them all now in case they all go away. You know, they're creating some kind of scarcity, like
supply and demand.
Buy them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, remains to be seen. Let's wait for 3rd of January.
Yeah, so like that's my prediction. A lot of this stuff is going to go away because, you know, it does kind of crowd up the store. You know, when you're searching through things through the item store, having a crap ton of accessories like that just kind of bogs it down. So it's harder for you to find stuff, especially when they want to put out new shiny. And if all this these little stuff is there, it's harder to find. So I don't know. Maybe it'll go away. Maybe it won't. I kind of think it will.
I did want to say that I wish that the Santa hat was available in blue.
In blue?
Hmm. So you can get like a whole, you know, Illuminati, dragon, and Templar thing going.
Well, that is part of it, but, you know, the truth is that I see blue Santa hats all the time. You know,
really?
I do. Yeah, I do. Around here. You know, you see the green ones, you see the red ones, but I also see the blue ones. Partly, there's all sorts of reasons for that. That might be, for instance, Hanukkah is traditionally blue, but you know, I don't know. You wouldn't call him Santa. Excuse me. But anyway, so yeah, blue for the faction. You know, they have blue sweaters, they have green sweaters, they have red sweaters, but they don't have blue hats.
Hmm.
Well, you know what? We've been talking about the Christmas event, and there's something very, very special also happening during this Christmas event that we have not mentioned. And that is that the event itself has trickled over to the PvP areas. Something that we were saying before when the golems, when they initially came out, then, oh no, Funko was going to think twice about putting another event, PvE event into PvP, but they've done it. They've done it this time around. And you can, I think it's only available in Fusang, or is it El Dorado as well?
I think I heard about it being in El Dorado as well.
Yeah, so it's we definitely know it's in Fusang. And what happens is a player ends up getting a Christmas buff called Mask of Krampusnacht. And it lasts for 5 minutes, and it cannot be cancelled. So what happens is you basically, your attacks become something else. Now I will just read the names. There's 7 attacks. Missile of Misrule, Misrule's Favor, Saturnalia Star, Jack Frost's Breath, Feast of Fools, Gift of Fools, and Mantle of Misrule. So it's a pretty cool, you know, play.
What do the different powers do?
Well, Missile of Misrule hurl a snowball of your target, dealing area damage to friends and foes alike. Misrule's Favor, let the revelries begin. Deal damage to your target and any surrounding fools, be they friend or foe. So I'm guessing that means you can, when you get this Christmas buff, you can also attack your friends and people from the same faction as you. Saturnalia Star, summon a star of the targeted area, stunning and damaging friends and foes within those boundaries. Jack Frost's Breath, freeze your target and any surrounding friends or foes in their tracks, dealing damage and halting movement for a short time. Feast of Fools, summon a great feast of the targeted area, healing friends and foes within its bounty. Gift of Fools, ignite the celebration with mischief and wicker cheer, creating damaging areas around you, affecting friend and foe alike. And the last one, Mantle of Misrule, impose your mischievous domain as Lord of Misrule, knocking back all attackers for a short time. So it's a pretty cool take on the Christmas event, and for it to actually be put into PvP zones, because we all know, we've heard it on the show before, and if you've been present on the forums, you know that PvP players or players who are very active in PvP have on numerous occasions complained about being excluded from big events. And then when they were finally included, it turned out to be a little bit of a, shall we say, not a big honking success everybody was hoping for. But have any of you tried it out yet? I know some of you have gone into PvP, but did you actually get this buff?
I went into PvP, but I haven't gotten it yet.
Have you seen anybody with it?
No,
I haven't been able to get into PvP yet.
And the thing is, you know how there's in Fusang, there is a cutoff at 3,000 white marks. I do believe they've lowered it down to just 1,000 right now. Because I went in after the hotfix today, and just to see if I can get in. Of course, I got in right away. But at that point in time, I already had 1,020 white marks, and I kept getting the little announcement on the top of my screen saying that I should go and spend those marks. So I think it's just Funcom's way of getting more players a chance to actually participate in this PvP Christmas event.
Now, is that a... Go ahead.
Having not played it, I think this is a little bit, because like there's an achievement called King of Fools and it says defeat the Lord of Misrule in PvP. I'm guessing that means kill whoever has the buff on them. That's PvP oriented. That's perfectly appropriate, as opposed to sticking a PvP event, the killing that golem, into the middle of a PvP event. See what I'm saying? See the difference?
Yeah.
This one I find acceptable, as opposed to the other one that I didn't think was appropriate at all.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to mention, I don't think this could be considered a PvE event, considering it's more PvP focused with a slight PvE bent to it. But yeah, I mean, it is very, very much focused on the PvP aspect of the game.
I don't know. I kind of don't like, I actually want to go try this out during the weekend, but I don't know. I'm not sure. I think I would kind of like it more. Not so much as a random thing, but like maybe as a mission inside the PvP. Like, you capture a spawn point, defeat so many players. Maybe like a mission, you defeat so many players or whatever, and boom, you get bestowed the powers. Which I kind of get the whole fact that, Krampus is bad, and this is kind of not necessarily a good thing. Especially since, when you target an area, you're hurting your friends and foes. So you're not so much, good, as an ally. But I think it'd be kind of awesome if you could actually make it so that you can actually get the power when you want it.
Well, it's you versus everybody else. If you do get this buff, it's you versus the world.
Yeah, everybody's shooting for you now.
If they did it any other way, it would be considered an exploit.
Yeah. Well, no, I totally get that.
You do get the achievement, and do you also get the title? I forgot. I lost the link.
Yes, you get the title.
Lord of Misrule.
Lord of Misrule. If you kill the Lord of Misrule, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
You lorded the Lord of Misrule.
One of the funny things about this is if you get the buff, is the buff random? That's what it seems like based on the forum.
It is.
If you get the buff, you can't get the achievement. Because you are the Lord of Misrule.
Well, being that it lasts for 5 minutes at most, it cannot be canceled. So the chances are, depending on how many people are in Fusang at the time, you can... I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people who will end up getting it.
Oh, yeah, to be sure.
Well, definitely. I want to try out PvP now and try to see if we can get that. I want to run around with the Krampus.
Yeah, and then there's another part of the event. We've talked about the Christmas event. We've talked about the PvP Christmas event, sort of, and then there's almost like the same version of an event that was extremely anticipated and welcomed last year, the End of Days. Of course, everybody remembers Mayan prophecy in 2012, and Joel Bylos even came and did the show for Beyond the Veil, did an interview
live from his bunker.
Yeah, live from his bunker. That's right. So this year, this event is back, slightly altered. It is the end of something. It's not the end of days because, well, that came and gone and days just kept going. So it is the replay of the End of Days event that took place last year. There are certain portions of it that have not been brought back. Resplendent Wisdom and Harvesting the Sun have not returned this year. The Quetzal Bird is still spawning in Blue Mountain on the same path as last year. And you do get an achievement for finding it. It does drop for those people who have not been in the game last year. I'm not sure if it's the same as it was happening last year, but what happens this year, you basically follow it around. It is the location is as you get into Blue Mountain from Savage Coast, as you exit the tunnel, just keep on going and go past the bridge to where the asylum spawn point is. It's right there. You'll usually see at least a couple of people waiting there, just seeing, and you will not be able to miss seeing the bird. There is this like big, what would be called
a green beam of light and a beam of things around it.
Yeah, and you basically follow the bird around as it does its circle, and on this little walkabout that the bird takes you on, certain lore. I believe there's four of them. They become visible, and then of course you read the lore, use the lore, and you get an achievement for it.
Yes, there are five lores in total. Though.
Five?
The fifth one is in the what's it called? Road to Zabalba Dungeon. That's also a part of this end of days event. So maybe mention that one now.
Yep, and that's that dungeon is available in two modes, normal and hard. If you're wondering where on earth do we get that, that is available from the main Agartha portal. It is as you exit from London, getting into Agartha, it is opposite of New York entrance. So you have, as you exit from Agartha, you have the left and right portals all the way down. So it would be on your right-hand side. It's the side closest to New York. And this is where that Road to Zabalba dungeon is. It's a pretty cool dungeon. I have not done it last year. For those of you watching on the live stream, we are standing right in front of it.
Yeah, I was trying to do the end of something, start the mission, and I did the mission. You did the remains, and then you have to go to Egypt with your kit. Then you have to go talk to the Morning Light, read a pamphlet, and then you get that one. But there's also a mission that I guess you were talking about the resplendent. What was it? The bird thing?
The Quetzal bird.
Yeah, the resplendent Quetzal bird. You said that wasn't back this year?
Resplendent Wisdom and Harvesting the Sun have not returned this year.
Okay, because I was actually trying to do Resplendent Wisdom last night, because I thought that was, you know, the achievement to, you know, to get the bird, and I kept trying to start it, but you need, when you're in Blue Mountains, you need one of the Mayans to spawn up in front of you. You attack it, and then when it dies, it drops the mission right there, and then you pick the mission up. And I was like running around for an hour last night trying to get one Mayan to appear, and they would not appear. I'm like, come on. See, yeah, this is what happens when I don't read my own show notes, right?
Yeah, they took those missions out because they've tweaked it. So now you don't get Mayan kin, and you don't have Mayan spawning everywhere. So those missions are kind of redundant, and you can't actually have them working properly without those.
Yeah, so I guess that means I can't fill in the missing achievements for the event last year.
That's the only thing. For those of you who have done the Halloween event this year, you were also able to complete achievements for last year, which is what I've done, which is what many of us have done, who have entered the game after the Halloween event had concluded last year. Unfortunately, this is not something that we can complete this year when it comes to the end of days event. So that is, unless something changes, unless Funcom makes certain changes to the event, this achievement will always be missing from our list. So, sorry.
But yeah, there's also dragon.
There's also the three vestiges of Nameless Days that you need to kill, correct?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They're wandering around in places to start with S.
Yeah, this is just like the last year. They had three giant world bosses that roamed around in three places starting with S, which is Savage Coast, Shadowy Forest, and Scorched Desert. And I think the vestiges are exactly the same guys that were the models used last year, except I don't remember them being covered in runes, like black-colored. So,
awesome.
You know, now they're echoes, update. Like they're vestiges, you know. They're like, you know, they're taking their leaf from your Stair of Echoes, Xander. They're echoes from last year.
Yeah, and they all give out special rewards. If I'm not mistaken, rewards are area limited. Each one gives different kinds of rewards. Of course, the signet bags. Yeah, signet bags are unanimous, so to speak. They come in every zone. But different pets come in with different vestiges.
So with Columbus and everything taking on pretty much the role of Incognito with the Halloween event, kind of similar to what Galactic was saying, I think it was last week, a glitch in the Matrix, you know, popped up. I wasn't actually going to say anything. I sent off a message to the GMs, you know, notifying them about the glitch. But now it's on the forum, so it's like, I guess it's kind of okay to talk about. The glitch in the Matrix is the cat god has returned again.
Oh, yeah, someone mentioned that in chat earlier. I thought, really? The cat god dungeon is still open?
Yep.
Yeah, we were running around last night trying to find the bird. And I actually kind of stumbled upon the mission, the stone. And I'm like, wait a minute, what's this? And then, yeah, it's the cat guy. We actually went in, me and Natita went in to check it out. And to check it out, yeah, it actually works. So the cat god, both versions, normal and nightmare version, are there. I'm not sure. I still have the mission on my HUD right now, but I'm not sure if they're there. I think they wanted to fix it in this patch. I'm not sure. I don't have the patch notes up in front of me, but it was mentioned all over the forums that the cat god is up, because a lot of people are running around Blue Mountains right now trying to, you know,
get Krampuses.
Yes. So if this is probably your last chance until next year, if you need to catch that cat god, you know, kind of thing. But yeah, in the middle of winter.
Yeah, go ahead and get that purple cat pet.
Mm-hmm.
If you still can. We don't know. We have not tried to get in today, so it may have been removed. We don't know.
But like with any glitch in the system, you know, different events bring up different stuff. So hopefully that glitch will be, you know, fixed and Incognito can safely go to rest for another year and then hopefully pop back next Halloween. But, like I said, this is, you know, another year has gone by. You know, another Christmas event is here. This is going to be going on till January 2nd. And so, you go out, by the time you get over your hangover from New Year's, the Christmas event will go away. And hopefully we are going to be even closer to the road to Tokyo in issue 9.
Yes.
And an update. Yes, exactly. And an update on the Whispering Tide event is copy paste last update here. Pretty much, I think the tentacle has only dropped a couple points. There are still 7 tentacles at that portal. So, pretty much no headway has been made at all on the Whispering Tide event. But that being as it may, you know, we've had the Halloween event, we've had Guild the Rage event 2, we had the Stir of Echoes event, we've also had, yes, we're currently in the Christmas event, or the holiday events, and fairly soon, they said they want to release Tokyo in the beginning of the year, so even if they released it tomorrow, we still would not be able to go to Tokyo. Because that would kind of be cheeky, because we the community would just go nuts, and then they just pound those couple tentacles left, the 7 that's there, and then we still have another phase to go through, at least one more, if they consolidate. Because I think I did the math, there's supposed to be 2 more phases after this, so even if they consolidate it all into one phase, we'd still have another week. So if they wanted to get really cheeky, you know, they could definitely do it. But, you know, Funcom is not going to release it until it's actually finished and it's up to their quality, which is the way we like it. So, like I said, hopefully that's going to drop in January. Hopefully. That'll be, like, on par with its release schedule. They usually do an issue, skip a month, do an issue. So, I think it's going on par. Yeah.
Can you imagine how much... so much stuff already... to be done in the game, like right now. You don't have to wait for any content to be released. There is plenty of things to do in game right now. So you know, if they release Tokyo tomorrow, it would just be way too much. People would just be so spoiled. And I think Funcom has been releasing a lot of events, including some brand new missions, brand new events for this year, in addition to all of their current workload on Tokyo. So hats off to them. You know, hope they have a very happy holiday season, that they enjoy it, if they manage to get any time off. That they enjoy it. You know, it's a well-earned rest, but they'll probably be working their butts off getting Tokyo finished.
Yep, definitely. But I think... this is going to be the end of this show for this year. You know, we've done a lot this year. We've had the 1 year anniversary of the Secret World Beyond's 1 year anniversary. We've done the Stir of Echoes and then the Stir of Echoes replay. Every month we've been broadcasting the dual the TSW dual tournament. You know, having lots of fun doing that. We've met lots of interesting players, had lots of guests on the show, and had some really good times with the devs coming on, like Tilty and Sesmera and Scriv, Mortea, Citrus. Did I say her name right this time?
No, he said Citrus.
Is it Citrix or Citrus?
It's Citrix.
Citrix.
Citrix. Oh, I keep... anyway. we've had lots of awesome guests come on the show. And to be absolutely honest, this has been one of the best years. And the content for this game has been truly... you know, some of the best content I've played in any MMO. So we're going to be back next year and in the first week of January. And then our episode is pretty much going to be a sum up of this year. We'll go through, talk about the different episodes or issues that have been released, some of the content, and then, you know, see what paves our way, what's going to be coming down the pike for our next year. You know, hopefully Tokyo will be soon. That's going to be awesome. Be able to go around in Tokyo. That's going to be totally epic. You know, especially with the different archetypes of enemies that we're going to be facing. You know, just the new mechanics coming down. It's going to be a really good year for the Secret World and for us. So I would like to say, I hope you all have a very safe and happy holiday season to all our fans out there that download us from Stitcher Satellite Radio, from iTunes, from our RSS feeds, from the different mobile apps that you guys use for fetching our feeds, and definitely for those of you who come and watch us live here on the live stream every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, and for those who tune in weekly, going to holosuitmedia.com and downloading our shows right from there. I wish you all the joyous and wonders of the holiday season, and hope to see you all next year. Hope you get all the different surprises that you want, and hope you spend lots of good times with loved ones. And I actually really don't know what more to say. I'm emotional.
Someone needs a huggy.
Yes.
Merry it's been Christmas, great to watch Xander. You guys this whole year, by the way.
Oh, awesome. Thanks. Yeah,
thank you.
I forgot you were there. Dewey's been so quiet.
Just, you know, the way I am. People tend to, like, forget.
But this has been a great year for all of us. You know, families, you know, getting closer. And, like, the thing is, all of you guys here, you know, here on Beyond the Veil and in Holosuite Media, you know, the same. We're all like one big extended family, and we take great joy and pleasure and listening to how everyone's day's been, and, you know, experiencing, you know, everyone's birthdays, because we know we have two very special birthdays coming up. Saturday.
Happy birthday!
Uh-huh. Our extended family are having birthdays. Scooters and Gigs, Gigabyte's wife. Crap, I don't know her name.
Whoops, so much for family.
Mrs. Gigabyte.
Mrs. Gigabyte. Yeah, fake petabyte. That part. Petabyte. What?
She would be a terabyte.
She would be megabyte.
Well, if he's that big and awesome, then she must be even more awesome.
She's a pentabyte.
Pentabyte.
Petaflop.
Petaflop. She's just that great. Right?
Yeah. Any way you say that, that just sounds wrong. Any way you look at that one. But anyway, it's...
Happy birthdays.
Happy birthdays to you guys. And I can't wait to see you guys all again here, 7 p.m. Eastern, next January. So on behalf of the cast and all of us here at Beyond the Veil, Count and Igor, who are off, you know, killing Krampus, you know, I wish you all... Him. Huh?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I hit my button accidentally. Wait, I have a special message.
Okay.
Thank you!
It's Scooters!
Aww. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Thank you!
You're so very welcome. And like I said, on behalf of the cast and crew here at Holosuite and Beyond the Veil, on behalf of the Count and Igor, who are off killing Krampus as we speak, we bid you all adieu. Have a very safe and happy holiday season, and we'll see you next January, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on Holosuite Live XS. Good night, everybody. See you next year.
Happy holidays. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Happy holidays.
You'll find him. to tonight's broadcast of Beyond the Veil, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and be sure to check holosuitemedia.com and iTunes for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at BeyondTSW. If you have any questions or comments, please send us an email to BeyondTSW@gmail.com, and join us next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of Beyond the Veil, a place where hilarity always ensues.